Wisconsin gets high marks from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids for raising its tobacco taxes and passing a smoke-free workplace law. In addition, the rate of smoking among Wisconsin high schoolers is below the national average. But prevention spending is less than what the Centers for Disease Control recommends. The state currently spends nearly $7 million annually. Dan Cronin of Tobacco-Free Kids says Wisconsin and other states are using the money to plug deficits, while adult tobacco use nationally remains stalled at 20%.
We can turn the pressure on our elected officials to say, hey, spend the money like you're supposed to. You know, you had this big settlement 12 years ago. The money's there. It doesn't involve raising anybody's taxes or, you know, doing anything else. The money's already there. Spend it like you're supposed to so we can enjoy the benefits in the long run.
The report by the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says states will take in a collective $25 billion in taxes and from the tobacco settlement. It says Wisconsin will collect $840 million in tobacco-generated revenue this year, but spend less than 1% of it on prevention. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.